Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Monday morning.
How you feeling?
Pretty rough on a Monday, you feel me?
How you feeling?
Oh, it's great.
Not great. Why not?
Mondays.
Hashtag grr Mondays.
Okay, should we just start over?
I want to blow up the world and start over.
Well, no.
Just today. Now that's the reaction I was looking for. I can always count on you guys for clear, irrational, angry opinions.
Let's get this show started.
That doesn't sound too bad. Just blow it all up and start over
and
again.
Start over. Agree.
Why not?
Agree.
It's Monday morning, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty. Show number 1,936. 36, Carla.
I know. How about that?
And I'm a little off this morning. I know you noticed, but I have these glasses on that I got a while ago.
Yeah.
And I've been really resistant on it. How many other people up this morning have done this? Gone with the trifocal.
Yeah. I cannot do it. I can't do, and you know my vision is I'm up in the 700s.
Right.
And they've suggested me getting those because I don't need my glasses to read. It's like, well, you wouldn't have to take them off. Well, I'll take them off.
Yeah.
I'll take them off.
They're like this three-in-one pair of glasses.
Right. Right.
You have to figure out, and Jody, my wife said, because she has them.
Yeah.
She goes, it takes a couple of weeks.
They're not for everyone. They're just not.
Just takes a couple of weeks to get used to. And I go, I don't know if I have a couple of weeks.
Two people I know who had them for a while, and they finally said, I can't. Just give me reading glasses, and I'll wear my regular glasses, and I can't.
Okay. Yeah. Has anybody else gone through this?
Not to mention, yours are narrower, too.
Right.
And it's harder because it's harder. You know, if you have bigger glasses, it's a little easier, but
702-739-9636. Have you gone through the trifocal thing, and did it work out, or did you just say, screw this? You know what? Go to CVS, get the reading glasses, and good luck.
Get the readers and just switch them out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, everything's kind of, it's like I don't even need meds.
Yeah, no, you don't. No.
And you find yourself doing like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Looking all around.
What's wrong with that person?
Well, like I said, if you want to reach out, do it this morning, 702-739-9636. Talk or text. Either way, the number's good. Sunny, great. Hazy, because of all that smoke from the fire.
Yes, it is.
So we're going through that right now. High today, 109. Savor tomorrow, hopefully clearing up. We'll see. 78 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, she did it. Taylor Swift scored a number one debut with Folklore. It sold about 850,000 copies in just here in the U.S. in its first week out. Huge sales week for anyone. The biggest since Taylor sold 867,000 copies of Lover last year.
So she beat her own record.
She did.
Okay.
And it's impressive because she didn't. She posted, like, I don't know, 12 hours before she released it and said, bam, it's coming out. And there was the big surprise. I get that. But nobody knew it was coming out.
There was no big marketing campaign.
No. She's just Taylor Swift and has, like, I don't know how many million followers.
Yeah.
But you know what? Good for her. I'm glad somebody did something during the pandemic. I'm glad they got something done. Read a couple books, did a little coloring. But, yeah, she's just whatever. Fine, Taylor. Fine. All the Swifties, very happy. They were upset. A music critic gave her 8 out of 10 stars.
I
think her Swifties were threatening his life. But you know, everything's okay.
Yeah.
Sean Penn might have gotten married. We don't know for sure. His girlfriend, Lila George. Now, a friend of theirs posted the news on Instagram.
Okay.
And then it was deleted a while later. So she is the daughter of Vincent D'Onofrio. She's about 30 years younger than Sean, by the way. So who knows? I don't think he's done it. Robin Wright was the last one, right? That was they split up a few years ago. So, yeah, good for him. I mentioned last week, lots going on with Ellen. And Brad Garrett, he came out and said, you know, she's not always the nicest person, Ellen DeGeneres. And now Leah Thompson from Back to the Future movies is also saying, yeah, she's mean. She's pretty mean.
Wow.
And these are two people that aren't known for, you know, just, you know, shooting their mouths off. There's a rumor. It is a rumor that James Corden might replace her. And this was all over the place over the weekend. But her producers are saying, well, she's not going anywhere. We'll see. She may choose to, from what I'm seeing. And over the weekend, Wilford Brimley passed away, 85 years old. He played a lot of curmudgeons, that's for sure. But on The Firm, Cocoon, one of the best movies ever still. Ah, just the best, man. Also, of course, his diabetes commercials.
One of his best lines.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
There you go.
I hope that's not what you remember him from, but yeah. One of the best lines in a movie ever where you never get any older, you don't get sick, and you never die.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
My wife, Jody, dated his son, Bill.
Oh, wow.
And why'd that not work out?
I don't know.
God, we need to talk about that one day because I forgot that a friend of mine dated the lead singer of Fuel 100 years ago. Yeah. Okay, well. Why'd that not work out?
Those celebrities?
Long time. So 20 years ago.
Okay.
20, a little better.
Okay.
That is my take for now, sponsored by Health Plan of Nevada's Medicaid plan. With it, you're covered. Visit choosehpn.com.
Georgia's on the phone. Georgia, what's up?
Not much, but I can tell you about trifocals because I have worn them for at least the last 15 years, maybe a little longer.
Okay, and
every single time I get a new prescription, it's the same thing. You got to get used to them. I get sick with flu-like symptoms for like 2 weeks.
Oh, there's reason to get... Georgia!
I don't have COVID-19.
Yeah.
I have trifocal syndrome.
Yes. Oh, my God.
But once you get used to them, they're the best things ever.
Now, Georgia, one of our listeners wrote in and said, Mike, if you work on a computer all day, they suck. Get rid of them. I don't know.
Because you have that space in your glasses for the computer.
Like, I'm looking at one computer screen.
Georgia.
I have three in front of me. The one looks like it's coming at me sideways.
That's because you're not looking in the right spot.
The thing. That's why I say if you have to make all these adjustments, just put readers on when you need them.
Oh, I think I'm going to throw up.
I would never do readers. I love my trifocals.
See, all right, we'll see. Some people do.
They do. I have another person who said, Mike, ditch him. If you're not used to him by now, why are you even trying?
Like Jody, my wife Jody, again, my wife Jody loves them. She has them and she loves them.
But everybody's different. You don't like sushi, do you? Lots of people like sushi.
How long have you tried them for?
Well, this will be the second day.
He's had them for like 6 months, but...
Okay, but if you don't give it a chance, you really don't know if you're going to like them.
You're right, Georgia.
Honestly, I've said before, if somebody hit me in the head repeatedly with a ball peen hammer, I could get used to it. It would hurt a lot, and I'd probably have some damage.
Right.
But I could get used to it.
If you really and seriously wear them for 2 weeks, because my daughter's an optician, and she told me, if you can't try them for 2 weeks, then why did you even think you were going to get them to begin with? If you don't like them in 2 weeks, then go back to your normal one.
You know what? Mark your calendar.
Have a good one.
Georgia, mark your calendar and check back with me in 2 weeks.
I will. You know I will.
I know you will.
I'm going to be texting you.
All right.
2 weeks, I'm going to be texting you.
Perfect.
Yeah. Stick with that woman for 2 weeks. If you can't do it, then, you know.
Joan Jett, the Black Hearts.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So at the top of the show, I told you that I'm starting to wear these glasses that I actually got like months ago. Like a half a year ago.
Yeah.
The trifocals.
Right.
And it's just freaking me out. Now, I wore them all day yesterday. Because my wife says you got to get used to them.
Right.
And a lot of people are dialing in saying and texting in saying, yes, you have to get used to them. It's not something that you adapt to right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Barbara says, I have transitional glasses, Mike. It took about a week to get used to. I work on a computer all day. Had to get a specific pair. Trifocals make the computer thing, though, way too hard. Bifocals are another thing. Trifocals, way too hard.
Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
Hey, I tried something similar in contact lenses, and I lasted maybe 2 hours.
Oh, I can't even imagine these as contact. First of all, I can't wear contacts.
I can't wear them anymore either. I wore them for a short while. But, Bill, every single person I know that tried the bifocal or trifocal contacts, none of them stuck with them.
No, it was ridiculous. I mean, looking straight ahead was something. As soon as you look down, it was a completely different focus.
I can't even imagine.
Get rid of them.
Yeah. Oof, boy.
Wow, Bill. All right, thanks a lot, buddy.
You're welcome. Bye.
Carla, my wife Jody is on the phone.
Okay, first of all, I'm calling to talk about the glasses. My sister wife needs to have my back on this. And it takes 2 weeks to get used to them.
And I get that, Jody. I do. Everybody says that. I know he's been, like, fighting them, though, since he got them. And every time he puts them on, he looks like he's going to throw up.
Because he hasn't worn them for more than 20 minutes.
You know, I'm here in the room.
2 weeks, mister.
All right, two weeks. All right, now what about you and Billy Brimley? Why didn't that work out?
We didn't date. We just kind of fooled around. It wasn't like a boyfriend.
Okay.
Well, you just fooled around then? What was it?
You don't always fool around with it. It doesn't have to be a boyfriend.
Because he left to go on his mission, that's why.
Oh. Ah, okay.
So you fooled around before.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, you want them to remember something on their mission. Yes.
Really? I'm finding out more and more since our trip to Oregon.
Aren't you glad that your wife had a life?
I'm finding out more and more about this woman.
Aren't you glad that she had a life?
Oh, so happy.
See? It gives depth.
Is that what it does?
Yes, it gives
depth. Our relationship has depth.
Yes, yes. You don't want to marry a woman and then have her one day say, "What is that?" You don't want that.
Mike, I'm your fourth wife. I think you had a life.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Thank you, Joey. Wow. Yes.
What the hell happened?
I know, right. Again, in the room.
I'm standing right
You're
here.
You're awesome, Jody.
Love you.
Bye, girl. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Go ahead. Read that last text about the bifocals.
Yeah.
Or trifocals.
Yes. Dalton said, I don't know. If you like something, you should know right away. Why waste your time? You can get used to anything, I suppose, but I think I'm with Carla. If you don't like it to begin with, why put up with them? I get there are some things you do need to get used to.
Right.
I get that. Just seems like you've been fighting these things for a while, and you were wearing just your readers for a while, and you were fine.
And Jody would go, where are your glasses? Where are the new ones that you got? I said, oh, they're in the drawer. You could ever try them? You bought them? You got them?
I tried them. I know. I mean, it's like, don't you kind of know if you're attracted to someone when you meet them? I suppose if you give them the 2 weeks, you might settle in, but...
They'll grow on you.
Yeah.
2 weeks. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Not love it for
Georgia's going to check back in 2 weeks, so who knows?
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Can't believe it, Carla. This is the final week of Project H2O.
Yes, it is.
Where fourth annual, we're collecting cases of bottled water for the Salvation Army over at Subaru of Las Vegas. 6455 Roy Horn Way, just off the 215. So you can do it Monday through Saturday, through this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., as opposed to dropping them off in the past years here at the radio station.
Right.
Better hours, and you can do it 6 days a week instead of only five.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind how hot it's been. It's been really hot this summer. They need that water desperately, and they have let us know they need that water desperately. So
if you donate over four cases or more, we'll gift you a $25 gift certificate from Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, and then, of course, Salud Mexican, Bistro?
Tequila. And Tequileria.
Tequileria.
Yep.
Limit one certificate per family per donation. So if you want more information about Mike and Carla's Project H2O, just go to 96.3kklz.com. All the information is there. But final week, so let's stack it up if
Please.
We can. And thank you to the people over at Subaru of Las Vegas. Sunshine hazy today. High today, 109. All that haze from the fire.
Yeah, I know.
It's blowing over here. And hopefully it'll clear up, they say, by tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. High tomorrow, 109. 81 now. Just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
It is indeed National White Wine Day today. A survey found out some of the biggest mistakes people make when they drink wine. There's all sorts of things, but don't fill a glass to the very top of wine, though it will save you time with me. You want your wine to breathe.
Right.
That's for sure. Don't hold the glass by the bulb of it, by the glass. You want to hold it by the stem, especially with white wine, because it warms the wine. That's why you do that, by the stem. You don't want white wine. It's supposed to be cool. You don't want to heat it up, see?
Never knew that.
Yeah, well, I'm here to help you out, Mike. And yeah, white wine with red meat is a no-no. Now, I do believe that you should drink any wine you want with anything you're eating. Some of the common mistakes right there. And then, of course, drinking a jug of wine and having sex with the guy with the patch. Okay. That's another mistake.
Is drinking
that you
box
don't
wine?
Want
Is that a mistake?
I know a lot of people drink it, Morty, but if you're drinking something out of something you could basically open with a butter knife, I don't know. Do you have a key?
You have other problems to deal with.
Yes.
And social manners to address.
But it's black box wine.
Yes.
It's in cardboard.
1992.
It's actually in a baggie in the cardboard.
Right.
Oh, good. Lovely.
So when you're done, almost done, it turns into a Boda bag?
Yeah, that's exactly. You just squeeze it.
And then you blow it up and becomes a pillow.
Yeah. Poke a hole. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Classy.
And you wonder why he's single.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, the state of Rhode Island issued about 176 tax refund checks. They were signed, however, by Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse instead of the state treasurer and controller. Now, yes, the Division of Taxation says it was a technical glitch that caused the misprint. Really? Somebody was messing around and, we're just going to send these out. What does it matter? Yeah. But, 176 of them, they need to be voided.
That's a
lot. And they're
lot.
Going to send, I know.
Just
exactly.
To claim technical difficulty.
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
It was technical
problem. Well, somebody
problem.
Was drinking boxed wine, apparently. And the crew, the SpaceX crew, they made it back to Earth yesterday.
This was a big deal.
It was a big deal. I'm sure they got here and said, why? Why did we come back? Why? Why did we not stay? This is ridiculous. Man, they should have stayed in space. It is Monday. A few things you should know, sponsored by our friends over at Sam and Ash. What's right?
Last week, Carla, we were talking about the latest TikTok video trend, which was people getting hypnotized so they could discover their past life. Now, have you ever been hypnotized? Well,
no.
Would you know?
No.
Unless somebody told you, right?
I never have. I've never done something that I don't remember. I went up on one of those. I can't remember. And I worked with the hypnotist. I can't remember his name. No, I wasn't hypnotized. And I couldn't, sitting on the stage with that person, I couldn't believe. It's like, you are not hypnotized. I don't mean to be cynical, but no, I wasn't. No.
So first of all, we wonder if anybody has done this TikTok
thing. Oh, yeah.
And of course, on the flip side, have you ever been hypnotized? Even as we talked about it last week, you bought that game.
Yes,
the
Preskins. ESP game. Yes. Yes.
And you had a little thing that you swung back and forth.
Yes, Mike.
And you go, you're getting sleepy. And I would have to think, even as a kid, if you actually did it, you would freak out.
I totally think he hypnotized me, man. Yes, it was Kreskin's ESP game.
And the first thing that comes to mind if you hypnotize, make him act like a cow.
Yeah, I know.
Or
you
a
always
chicken.
Have to bark or cluck.
Yeah.
You
or
know,
move.
And the pants have to go to your ankles or you're lifting your shirt. I just think that maybe
I don't remember that edition
pervy,
of the
that's
Kreskin
all. Yeah.
Game. But.
Well, yeah, no. But going to see them, there was we mentioned Pat Collins, the hip hypnotist. There was a guy who was the dirty I can't remember his name. He was kind of a dirty hypnotist and comic hypnotist. Yeah.
All right, TikTok aside.
Well,
has anybody been hypnotized? Have you, if you're listening this morning, Have you ever been hypnotized? Whether it be at a show.
Or maybe to quit smoking. They say that hypnosis helps to quit smoking and to lose weight, things like that. Have you been? And I mean, you know, did it feel different? Is there something you don't remember?
Right.
You know?
702-739-9636. Same number to text in.
When I say the word poppycock and snap my fingers. Poppycock. Oh.
They have a trigger word, right?
Yes.
One bunch of poppycock. Oh, he's barking again or clucking like a chicken. Text or call. We're talking about being hypnotized this morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
That sounds wonderful.
On 96.3.
So suck on that.
KKLZ.
So last week we were talking about the latest TikTok fad, and it's being hypnotized to find out your past life.
Yes.
So as we talked about this, we wanted to know if you had ever been hypnotized. And as kids, you know, you always watch it on TV, so you grab a watch or something and swing it back and forth in front of somebody.
Because of the Amazing Kreskin.
And the ESPN game.
The ESPN game,
oh,
yes.
The ESPN game.
ESPN game, yes, that one. Yes.
I have ESPN. Okay.
Yes. Go. Start. Bark like a dog. One of our listeners said I was hypnotized for a show. I remember doing weird stuff like riding a roller coaster that wasn't there. The only thing I don't remember is apparently I danced to Like a Virgin by Madonna. I don't know why I got a lot of hellos and date requests after the show.
Wow.
Thank God there were no videos.
But he knew he was doing it.
She knew she was doing it. Yes. Yeah.
She was under hypnosis.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right.
Another one of our listeners, this is interesting, said my husband was hypnotized by Anthony Cools in Vegas, of course. He was on stage with five other people. His uncle was hypnotized. She said his uncle faked it, but he was hypnotized. His uncle said, you know, he kind of went along with things. I guess a lot of people do that in the show to not goof it up, you know, or something like that. But and the uncle said it just felt like, just, I don't know, it seemed like a long period of time, and it wasn't, I guess. So interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
702-739-9636. We talked to Bill earlier about the bifocals.
Right.
Trifocal contacts.
Right.
He's on the phone again. Bill, you were hypnotized?
Yes, I was hypnotized.
Were you really, Bill?
Yes. A friend who was a stage hypnotist hypnotized me just for me to have the experience. It wasn't to, you know, to quit any habits or anything, but just for the experience of it.
So do you remember being hypnotized, or do you not know you are?
I remembered the experience. I remember she kept telling me, you are unable to open your eyes, as I was hypnotized. And I kept thinking to myself, I'm going to do it anyway. And I remember kind of having an involuntary squeezing of my eyes. Mm-hmm. And after it was over, I asked her, I said, why did I have that involuntary squeezing of my eyes? She said, you were trying to open your eyes, but I had given you the command not to. And that was your involuntary response, was the kind of like squinting your eyes. But I didn't have the sensation of being asleep or dreaming. I just remember her speaking the entire time and just sitting thinking, is this real? Is this happening? And afterwards, she said I was under just a few minutes. She said it was like the equivalent of an 8-hour sleep. I was up all night.
Now, was it just you and the other person, or were you in a group or a...
No, it was just me. I had asked her about, you mentioned some people go to hypnotists to stop smoking or overeating. She said she, as a hypnotist, didn't like to get into that because technically people then will replace that with another habit. That's got to be a progressive.
So she didn't make you bark like a dog or anything?
She did not. Okay. No, and like I said, I didn't feel asleep. I didn't feel dreaming. I just could hear her talking the entire time, but I was just questioning whether I was really hypnotized.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel I was.
You feel you were.
I feel I was.
Okay.
Especially, too, like I said, when she told me I could not open my eyes, and I said, I'm going to do it anyway to prove that I'm not hypnotized. I could do it.
And then you can't do it.
I couldn't open it.
Bill, always good catching up with you.
Bill. Thanks, hon. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
So, Carla, could you be hypnotized, you think?
I don't know. Like I said, I did the stage thing once. It didn't work for me. I didn't. And I was the one who was, you know, it's like no good. Because they get you off the stage if you don't feel it.
Okay.
So I don't know. I would love to be. I would love to be.
Maybe we should have somebody come in here.
And hypnotize me. Because a lot of people are saying it's weird because it happened to me too. And I knew exactly where I was, what I was doing.
Right.
But the stuff they were asking me to do was ridiculous, but I felt like I needed to do it and that it was a really good idea. So,
I wish I had that power because I could hypnotize a few people around here.
Well, I've hypnotized myself with enough wine, that's for sure.
Good morning.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
Sure, why not? It's 8:07 Monday morning, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Waking you up, reminding you we're still collecting cases of bottled water over at Subaru of Las Vegas, 6455. Roy Horn Way, that's just off the 215 for the Salvation Army. It all benefits the Salvation Army. So if you donate 4 cases or more, this is really cool. $25 gift certificates?
Yeah, no kidding. Above the Crust Pizza, Robo Pro Golf, or Salud Mexican Restaurant and Tequileria.
All right.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
They need the water, people. Big time. Big time.
This is our final week, our final push.
Please, please pick up a case or two if you can. It's on sale everywhere right now. Everywhere.
And I know some stores have their limits.
Yes, they do. So pick up a case.
I think if you talk to them, though, and say, listen, I'm buying it to donate.
Right, or get two here and two over there.
Yeah,
you know,
be tricky about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen to
us. But if you really just want to help out, even a case is so great.
That's fine.
You know?
And the thing we love about Subaru of Las Vegas, they're open longer than we are, even though we're not open now. But last year, this is our fourth annual. Last year when we did it, you could only donate till 5 o'clock and only Monday through Friday. Well, now you can do it all week, even on Saturday, till 8 o'clock each night.
Yeah, that's
each
nice.
Day.
Right
so
after work.
Make sure you do it. And if you want more information, go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We thank you very much if you can help us out. Sunshine, a little hazy today. That smoke coming in from that fire. Hopefully that'll clear up by tomorrow. High today and tomorrow, 109. 83 now. Another take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Were you hypnotized there, Morty? I saw you cocking your head over a little bit. Looked like you just dozed off. We're boring him,
We should do like a shoe or a flip-flop on a string.
I think I have a watch. I'll have to bring it in tomorrow. I got like my pocket watch on a...
That's what they normally would use, right?
Yes, a pocket watch. Yes, Mike.
Does it tick?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. Tick, tick. Or maybe I could bring a metronome in. Maybe that would do it right. Download that app.
Or you can bring in your smoke alarm that keeps beeping.
Yeah, just put it on the phone.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just download the hypnosis app, if you would.
Sure, they have one for it.
Well, listen, Courtney Cox officially signed on to do Scream 5. She and her ex-husband, David Arquette, will both be doing that. I think it should just open with the killer making the phone call. What's your favorite scary movie? And Drew Barrymore going, 2020. Thank you. Oh, Lord. Scream 5. Yeah.
Sydney.
Wow. Yes, that's right. Sydney. New comedy albums coming from Joan Rivers next year.
Wow.
Joan Rivers, previously unreleased material. She kept material like you couldn't believe. I don't know if you saw her documentary or not a few years. It was, I don't know, 7-8 years ago or so. Really good. Files. She had file cabinets and everything cross-referenced, and it was amazing. She did that apparently with recordings as well.
You were a good friend of hers.
She was
a good friend to you.
She was. Yeah. I mean, when we would see each other, and I get to interview her a couple times actually in my life, and she was awesome, and I admired, whether you liked her out there or not, I just admired the way she worked. I admired just the way she looked at life, and she was amazing. She
and
really
some
was.
People are saying, I don't know if this is true, but that comedy show on Netflix, Maisel.
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Yeah,
it's kind of loosely based on her.
Yeah, I believe that. I totally believe that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. They say there's going to be a box set released next year. I know. And her daughter says her mom, as I was saying, is a meticulous. She was meticulous about saving everything and some of her best routines collected over decades. So this is going to be new stuff, old stuff. It will be very cool if you're a fan, you know, and a collector, certainly. Guns N' Roses going to release their 2004 Greatest Hits compilation on vinyl for the first time. It's a 2-album set. It will be available September 25th. I don't know if this is going along with Record Store Day or not. A lot of artists release things on, you know, on album now. It's going to be on that really cool colored vinyl. Remember when you were a kid and you'd get, like, the colored on album? Cool.
And then you would, while it turned on the turntable, you would go, oh, I'm hypnotized.
Yes, yes.
Guns N' Roses.
Yes, exactly. And listen, if you're going to Spain, probably not, but if you are, you can't sing Sweet Caroline anymore during the pandemic. No, because people, it's a big crowd of people spitting and singing, and you can't do it. Can't do it. You might catch the COVID. You might catch the corona, and you can't do it anymore. So for now, that is my take. I know you're looking. You're looking for all the singing.
Hold on, I'm looking for.
Listen, you ever want to get caught up on this tasty goodness?
No.
What? 96.3kklz.com. I know. You're looking. We can play it.
No, this is from the Christmas party, the last Beasley Christmas party from last year. I found one Sweet Caroline straggler.
Sweet Caroline.
Thought he had a party with him, and he was all by himself. Don't know the last time you've been to a wedding when something like this happened. This video surfaced a couple of years. This is from a couple of years ago, just surfaced. Mom got involved.
Yeah.
When they exchanged vows, the mom stood up of the groom.
Oh, great.
To challenge the bride. Listen to this exchange.
You're not going
to
say my son has flaws.
You can leave.
Perfect.
No,
I don't
have to leave.
Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my name. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
So clearly, the vows included, you know, with your flaws and everything, I'm still going to love you.
Mom.
And the exchange continued.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I paid for.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. Try. Have your rest.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Oh, my God.
This is just great. Sure, he's going, really? Couldn't have been a pandemic that year, huh?
And the groom doesn't pipe up. He doesn't defend either his mom or his bride.
I think in the background you can hear him say, oh, Mom, come on.
Yeah.
But you're right, John. Not like, Mom, you're going to have to sit down. Okay?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of those weddings where they say if there's anybody here that objects?
You know, I'm surprised I haven't, actually. I have not. And I've performed them as well.
Right,
you know, but
I always have.
I always have to take a breath. It's like, okay, it's good. All right, we're okay.
I have.
Were you at one, Morty?
Yeah, my cousin's wedding.
Why don't you tell them that beforehand, then? Hey, I don't think you guys should get married.
Doesn't the preacher, though, go to the bride and groom and go, listen, when we get to this part, do you think there is anybody that's going to say or object or something like that? Well, Uncle Arthur might.
Yeah. Well, then don't invite Uncle Arthur.
Or let's put him somewhere in the cry room at the church or something.
Right. And that's not going to stop someone from getting married.
What happened? Who stood up?
It was like my uncle, but it was like he agreed to the wedding but disagreed with it. I don't know. Anyway, he just sat in the back pew, and when they asked that, his hand just raised.
Okay.
And no one saw it because he was in the back.
Right.
And then finally, the priest was like, well, please stand up, and everyone turned around, and everyone's like, oh my God. And we thought maybe he was going to say something nice. No, he just... I don't agree with it.
Thank you.
You know, and he goes, you know why I don't agree with it.
Great.
Oh. And he walked out of the chapel. Right.
There you go.
But guess what? They still got married.
Yeah.
Are they still married?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And what's even more funny? The groom and my uncle are good friends.
See?
Oh, there you go.
Oh. It's West Morty's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, you go to a Hawaiian wedding and anything will happen.
Yes, right. That's
right. Will happen.
And then when you realize we live on an island, we have to be friendly to each other because there aren't any other people here.
All right, I'll marry him.
They even told him, are you going to say anything? He goes, no, I'll be fine. I'll be okay.
Oh,
they're like, okay. And sure enough, there goes the hand.
Did he have a little thing for the bride or something? Was there something there?
No, he didn't like the guy that his daughter was married.
Oh, it was his daughter was the bride. Okay. Huh?
Well. Wow. Well, I blame the priest for calling on the guy. He just raised his hand. So.
I don't even ask that anymore. It's like, I'm not even going to ask. If somebody didn't tell you not to do this to begin with, then...
Has anybody else ever been to that, in that situation? A little awkward.
Somebody objected.
702-739-9636. I'll tell you this. I wish they would have...
Yes, I know. Number two, number three.
I don't know. When you're up there at the altar, under the gun, you're under pressure.
Gosh, I can't even... barely make heads or tails out of this craziness.
We were talking about the mother who stood up and got into it with the bride-to-be over the vows.
Yeah.
When evidently in the vow, she said, even with your flaws, I love you.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on for
a
second.
Yeah.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
Hey, my son does not have flaws.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There wasn't an objection so much, and I don't want to say their name. They said, please don't use my name. At both daughters' weddings, the guy's mom pulled some BS. For one, mom came unshowered and in dirty sweats.
Oh, boy.
Claiming losing her son was devastating.
Oh, geez.
She couldn't function. Second one. The groom's mother insisted on making the first toast when she held up her glass of water because she said, only alcoholics drink. Oh, wow. She went on to thank my daughter for stealing her son and ruining her life.
It's always the groom's mom.
Uh-huh. Yes, I know.
I'm seeing a trend here. I don't know.
She said when the grandkids came, the ladies kind of calmed down a little bit, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I'm the favorite in this family. Well, I guess you are. Wow.
Well, the bar's not doesn't seem to be that high.
No,
so.
It doesn't at all.
You know, you do what you have to do, I guess. Oh, wow. 8:53, it's Billy Joel.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Just a couple of short stories. A small plane flying from Papua New Guinea to Australia crashed on takeoff. Seems the drug lords down there overloaded the small plane with cocaine.
Oh, man. Oh, that's shoot.
Don't they have a weights and measures department down there?
You're not putting that in the overhead, are you? Oh, no, no. No, 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 no. No, then everybody has to go to one side.
That's like that movie with Tom Cruise, the American, whatever, right. What it was.
A true story based on a true story.
Yes,
It's too heavy.
Yes.
Do we really need that much?
God.
Guy in Florida bought a Porsche using a fake check he printed from his computer at home.
Okay.
Do I need to repeat? A guy in Florida.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm assuming the dealership is in Florida. So Florida. Now the trifocals are affecting my speech.
The whole room's been floating for 4 hours.
In 2 weeks, it'll get better.
Yeah, you'll get used to it.
Okay, Georgia.
You'll get used to it. It's not a big deal.
Fake check. Here you go. This is for my Porsche. I'm supposed to pick it up today.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fake. Here you go. Here you go. I'm thinking of Catch Me If You Can. Yes, yeah. In the beginning where you just kind of erase it and write it in, and that would work. But, yeah, well, good
luck
with
that. Take the decal off the model plane.
Yes, that's
right. Put it on the piece of paper.
Yeah, it's fine. Not, it was very smart, actually. Yeah. Listen, in England, a woman was a little ticked. She was shocked.
Shocked.
Because she opened her KFC meal that was delivered. We hear about this all the time. More than half eaten. Why do you do that and then put it back in the bag is what I'm asking.
Because you might eat it later.
Maybe, yes. I guess. She said her Uber Eats driver, he ate half my meal. More. She said, I called to complain. They said, well, that's a shame. We won't send that one to you anymore. We won't send that driver to you anymore.
That's too bad.
You should be fine. They said, maybe it's how it stuck to the box. She said, no, there were teeth marks in my food. So, yeah, there were teeth marks in my food.
Bye.
They said, what? He sent it back. They said, we're not going to send that Uber driver. So, and Mike, I'm sure you read about the guy in the UK who had a blood infection and it, his thing fell off. It just fell off.
Oh,
he got
boy.
An infection. It fell off. So.
Just fell off.
It fell off. Literally. Like, it infected
wow.
and he lost it. So doctors built him a new one.
Oh, good.
Wow.
They did. It is. Yes, Morty. Wow. But it's been grafted to his arm for several years. And they wanted to transplant it to his groin. But he hasn't been able to have the follow-up surgery yet because of health reasons. And then now the pandemic and all of that. So it's been 4 years now that he's had this thing on his arm. Oh man, my vote for the most fun guy in quarantine yeah. is this guy right there, man.
So you know how people aren't shaking hands
Shake
anymore?
My hand. No, just
they're
just,
doing the fist bump or the elbow bump.
Just do a little bump. Come on. Come on. Do a little twig bump. Come on. There we go.
Oh, you don't have one either?
Yeah. Is that your elbow, or are you just really happy to see me, dude? Wow, look at that. I can't imagine what that is like. Could you imagine having that done, and then now I have to wait again? Are you serious?
I'm still getting over it just fell off.
It fell off. Well, it got infected.
I'm kind of stuck on that right now.
Well, what's going to stop it from just, not falling off again?
Well, he had a blood infection, so he got sick.
Morty, come on, listen
and,
to the science.
You can get
is
like
wrong.
From like a bug bite, a spider bite, you can get a blood infection, things like that.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Maybe that's you get a little older. Maybe that's easier. Nobody can see the visual. Maybe that's easier. You know, just what are you doing?
Morty can see the visual. I can see the visual with these new glasses. And it looks
Bob,
worse.
What are you washing there?
Why'd your arm fall off?
Yes, exactly. I'm over here, Morty.
Wow.
Oh, golly.
I don't know why this has become our favorite segment. I thought Kazuki Oki was for a while.
And on every day, Morty's like, we got to cut that down. It's too long.
It's so too long.
It is much.
We don't even send this to our consultant. He would freak.
Yeah. Show me your arm. Come here. I know it's a wedding. Come over here. Come to the bar. No,
yeah.
Stop flexing.
Oh,
be careful.
Oh, it's a bet. Come on into the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, come on. Oh, he can still pee. Oh, yeah. Oh, he can. You watch. It's Monday or other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to kind of kick your morning off on a positive note. It's a very simple story about a 5-year-old boy who was recently given a special commendation in Chester County, South Carolina, because he saved his father's life. His father was having a medical condition. They now think it was probably, you know, a heart attack that he was having. Well, Jackson remained very calm, called 911, and tried to help. They were giving him some, you know, things to do, which he was doing, until, you know, the fire department got there and they rushed him to the hospital. His dad's okay,
wow.
Of course, because he saved his life. But he got his own little badge from the fire department. He got all sorts of stuff. At 5 years old, this little boy is the cutest little guy I've ever seen in my life. It is amazing to me how these very young kids, I'm sure Ethan knows what to do,
yeah.
I'm assuming, if something were to happen with 911. But a lot of times people panic. They say he didn't panic at all. Very, very calm.
Nice.
Well, he saved his father's life. Wow.
And if I'm that 5-year-old, I milk it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm holding that over you for the rest of my life,
like
Dad.
A Wisconsin dairy farmer.
Really? I can't have the car?
Excuse me.
Well, who saved your life? I got my badge still. Hello. Yeah.
And my little fire hat.
Yeah, so I think I can have the car tonight, can't I? I know I'm only 8, but I can have the car.
That's a great story. And you're so right. Sweet. How these little kids stay calm and they go back to what they've learned on TV or in the classroom, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
that's a great feel-good story. You got one? Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. A local feel-good story, and we love those even better.
Yes.
Dial it in, 702-739-9636. We would love your version when we are on every Monday through Friday. All right, 9:38, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon, sponsored by Harmony Homes. Take a virtual tour of your future home at harmonyhomes.com. That's harmonyhomes.com. Well, kicked off the show this morning talking about my trifocals. They've been in a drawer forever, and Jody finally said, would you try them for at least a couple of weeks? So I started yesterday.
Boy.
And boy, the opinions on these things.
I know. You just got to get used to them. Yeah. I know.
It's like I'm on shrooms or something.
I was going to say, in the meantime, I can't see and I'm high. I feel high.
We talked about being hypnotized.
Yes.
Talked to a couple of people, and whether you know it or not, I guess you do. Under the spell.
Yeah, I'm a little skeptical. I'm trying to dig out my watch and see if Morty can hypnotize me tomorrow.
Okay. That should be fun. And, you know, when you get a bug bite, you got to be careful.
It'll just fall off. You never know. Man.
It might fall off.
Yes, you're just walking along. And what was that? Jeez.
Wow. That is one bug bite.
Well, we're pretty highbrow.
We are. Wendy Rush up next. We're back tomorrow. Be careful. Be safe. Hey, listen, be kind to each other.
Please.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.